Yasser Arafat is not the only key Arab leader likely to miss the Beirut summit. In a surprise announcement today, the Egyptian government said President Hosni Mubarak will also not be going to Beirut. The statement cited Mubarak's domestic commitments and said his prime minister will be representing him at the summit. Topping the summit agenda is a Saudi-proposed Mideast peace initiative that has attracted wide international attention. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut.
This year's Arab summit was looking pretty uneventful until Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah floated his land for peace proposal in February. Now more than 1,000 foreign journalists have descended on Beirut for one of the most highly anticipated gatherings of Arab leaders in years. They'll discuss a range of issues from the Palestinian uprising to the question of Iraq. But the main item of interest is the peace initiative, which the Saudi Crown Prince is expected to present soon after the summit opens. Farid Khazan, a political science professor at the American University of Beirut, says that if endorsed, the initiative will send Israel a clear message.
This is no doubt an indication that the Arab countries, even the most conservative Arab countries and the most Muslim of Arab countries, would be willing to have full and normal relations with Israel, should Israel abide by the peace process.
Arab foreign ministers meeting on Monday to prepare for the summit said they expect the peace plan to be adopted. A drafting committee made up of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, and the Palestinians reportedly has been working on the precise language of the plan, trying to iron out differences among Arab states. Crown Prince Abdullah initially suggested that in return for Arab territory occupied in the 1967 war, Arab states would be prepared for a normalization of relations with Israel, which suggests trade, tourism, and an exchange of ambassadors between Arab nations and the Jewish state. But Syria rejected the word normalization, which some analysts say is precisely what Israelis found most appealing about the initiative. Lebanese journalist Michael Young says the plan's final language on this matter will determine its success or failure.
There is a very delicate balance that has to be reached where both the hardliners and the moderates are satisfied, and at the same time where Israel is given a proposal that is actually interesting.
The other controversial matter is the question of the right of return for Palestinian refugees. Abdullah's initial proposal didn't mention the issue, which has been a major stumbling block in past Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Palestinians and Arab states have long insisted on the refugees' right to return to homes in what is now Israel. But Yehya Sadowski, professor of political science at the American University of Beirut, says the Saudis and other moderate Arab governments know that Israel will reject any plan that insists on the refugees' repatriation. Sadowski says moderate and hardline Arab states will probably back intentionally vague wording on the matter.
I think both sides will, at the end of the day, agree that the final communique will be more palatable to everybody if it's ambiguous.
But even assuming Arab leaders do reach consensus on the Saudi plan, most analysts here agree that it won't get very far, at least for the time being. Farid Khazan says an Arab initiative can't be pursued until the Israelis and Palestinians stop fighting and start talking.
It is a platform that can be used when it is time to talk peace, when Israel is ruled by a government that is willing to talk peace. In the absence of this, there is no way you can make use of that initiative.
Khazan says the Arabs will expect the U.S. to back their plan and help create conditions favorable for resuming Arab-Israeli peace talks. In addition to the Saudi peace initiative, Arab leaders will address the question of Iraq. It's a divisive issue among Arab nations, but the summit is expected to issue a statement opposing any U.S. military action aimed at toppling Saddam Hussein. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.